Peter, James, and John experienced the glory of Christ, but the disciples almost missed it. They almost missed the glory of the Lord. Why? Because they were sleeping. And sometimes we miss God's presence and glory because we are not awake to spiritual things. Sometimes we miss His presence because we slept in.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are delighted to have you today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 and verse 29. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. We're talking about the transfiguration of Christ, or that his glory was revealed. When Jesus was in prayer in the presence of the Father, a change took place. There was a metamorphosis, a change, and his glory began to show forth. Amen. You know, my friend, his glory will be manifested through those who have been in his presence. You know, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai after receiving the Ten Commandments the second time, the Bible said that his face shined. Why did it shine? Because Moses had been in the presence of the Father, and the glory of God was shining on Moses, and others saw it. Amen. It's when the church has been in his presence that his glory will shine through his people. In Exodus 33 and 18, Moses said to the Lord, "Please show me your glory." My friend, if we just had the same heart cry as Moses, if we just wanted to be in his presence like David, Moses wanted to see God. He desired to be near him. He longed to be in his presence. And because he did, the glory of God shined upon his face and others saw it. Listen, it's when Christians have bathed themselves in prayer, when they have been in pure communion with Jesus, that the glory of God will begin to shine through them. They'll begin to see the glory of God flow through their lives, and it will touch others. It will minister to others. They will see a difference in you. They'll see a transformation in you. They'll see a metamorphosis take place. And what they'll see is his glory, the one who resides in you. They'll see Jesus, who's on the inside, manifest himself on the outside. Praise God. Paul said, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels. The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." Paul also said in the same breath, "For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you." And that life is his glory revealed and manifested to a lost and a dying world. His glory is poured through a broken people. It's poured through a humble people. It's poured through a praying people. Matthew said, "His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." Mark said, "His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them." Luke said, "His robe became white and glistening." But you know, my friend, the disciples almost missed it. That's right, they almost missed the glory of Christ. Why? Because they were sleeping. Their eyes were heavy with sleep. You know, these same disciples were sleeping when Jesus was praying sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. Sometimes we miss God's presence and glory because we're not awake to spiritual things. Sometimes we miss his presence because we slept in on Sunday morning. We could have been changed by the power of God. The answer to our problem could have been revealed. But you know what? We slept in. Sometimes God doesn't seem that important to us. This one time, I'm sure the disciples were glad they woke up. Let's pray for a desire to experience his glory in a greater way. What a difference it'll make in our lives, in his church, in a lost world, in your home, in your marriage, in our attitude and outlook on life. It makes all the difference. I pray that you would allow his glory to shine through your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.